Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Thanks. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Today, I will be reading an excerpt from The Peace Table by Minnow Publishing. Blessed are. Jesus went up on a mountain with his disciples and began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they need others, and others need them, for they will have a heavenly home. Blessed are those who are deep in sadness, for they will be comforted and given strong defense. Blessed are those who are humble and gentle. The earth will be theirs. Blessed are those who hunger for justice and right living. They will be filled. Blessed are those who do loving kindness, for they will also receive loving kindness. Blessed are those who have a clear heart and mind, for they will know God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are hurt for seeking justice, for they will have a heavenly home. Blessed are you when people are mean and speak lies about you because you follow me. You can have joy even in those hard times, because God has a heavenly reward for you. Remember, people also hurt the prophets of God in the past. You are the salt of the earth that keeps food from becoming rotten and thrown out. You are the light of the world. You shine like a city on a hill or a lamp on a tall stand. Let your light shine so that others will see your good works and praise God in heaven. I wonder, out of all of the words that were said are blessed, how you're feeling today. Wonder if you're feeling poor in spirit, deep in sadness, hungering for justice and right living. I wonder what it means in those feelings to be blessed. Now we'll say our liturgy together. Hopefully you're getting a hang of all the words, but it's okay if you haven't yet. You'll get there. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.